Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in New England, and Jeremy Zachas is in very warm New South Wales. Hottest October ever. The bomb, the Bureau of Meteorology, has called off predictions. However, we have a prediction. Whatever you think of cockatoos, and they are pretty to look at on paintings, all white with what looks to be a spiky haircut as if they were gang members. They are gang members. They work in packs. And they attack things like roofs. Jeremy Zachas is witness to a posse of cockatoos. We have no motive here. There must be a motive, but we have none. I remind you that Dallas, host that he is to a whole family of birds who feed in the morning, thanks to the generosity of Jeremy and his family, they watch this happening and don't want anything to do with the cockatoos. When the cockatoos show up, everybody leaves. They are clearly the outliers in a happy bird world in Australia. But Jeremy's going to introduce you to the power of the cockatoos to destroy. Jeremy, what happened?
Well, John, this week, as we discussed last week, the cockatoos had taken a shining to my neighbor's roof. And what started off with one cockatoo effectively just picking at this is a steel roof, I tell you as well. This is a proper roof on a house. What started off with one cockatoo pecking at the roof and basically having a good old time, I think, trying to destroy it, then ended up being two cockatoos, which then ended up being 8 to 10 cockatoos all picking at the roof and trying to destroy it. And I should say, they weren't just picking at it arbitrarily. They were actually going for the bolts on the roof. So I was watching it. I was with Dallas. Dallas was sort of sitting there watching it as well. And sure enough, they actually managed to get one of the bolts out. And not only did they manage to get one of the bolts out of his roof, they then took it in their beak, dragged it over to my property, dropped it on my property because I guess it was too heavy. And right now I am sitting here in my hand with a 2-inch-long galvanized nail from the roof on my neighbor, from my neighbor's roof that was taken out by the cockatoos. And what is very clear, John, and this is the scariest part, at the very top of this nail, it's a flathead nail basically that holds the steel to the wood in the roof, you can actually see where the cockatoo beaks effectively broke into the steel. And when they were wrenching it out, they actually managed to damage some of the steel with their beaks. So these creatures are not only complete vandals, not only do they destroy the pine trees and pretty much anything that's laying in the ground as far as shrubbery, they are actually able to take on steel and win. So I've had to do a bit of a scope around my front yard and around my driveway to see if I've got any more my neighbor's roof bolts in my yard anymore, because these cockatoos have been at it pretty much all week. And when I have a look now over to my neighbor's roof, you can clearly see that there are other effectively holes where these bolts had originally been holding the steel to the wooden frame of the roof where the cockatoos have since ripped them out. So honestly, I also went and double-checked my own roof to make sure they haven't done the same. I can report all my bolts are still in the roof. But John, this is a whole new level. I mean, this is literally a 2-inch galvanized steel roofing bolt, which, you know, is really well actually seated in there. I can actually see the wood that it was screwed into around the thread that they had to pull out. So these cockatoos are not only destructive, they are incredibly strong. So, I mean, they may be pretty birds, but they are truly the villains of the avian kind.
Jeremy, as I listen to you recounting the episode, we come to the part where he dropped the bolt on your property, correct?
That is exactly right, and that is the most surprising part. It's probably, it would have been, I guess, about a maybe 20-yard flight, but he flew overhead, basically dropped the bolt right onto my driveway. And in fact, that's why I'm wondering now if there are other bolts in my backyard. So not only are they taking the bolts out of the roof, they're removing it from my neighbor's property. There's an extra level of villainy there, I guess you could say. These birds are out for destruction.
Jeremy, I've had another thought. What if that is a warning?
It could be. It could be. Oh, John, I'd never even thought of that. That's. I'm thinking now. I've got to figure out my aerial defenses for the house when I'm at work now, because that's a very good point. Because the
Remember,
roof
we don't have a
is.
motive why they're taking into his roof. There's no motive. There's no food. But
No.
the food is with Dallas.
That's absolutely correct. And I mean, I think in some ways I'm lucky Dallas hasn't actively tried to attack any cockatoos and kind of accepts all bird life. But that is a very good point. What if our house is next? Because you're right, there is nothing that really distinguishes my roof from my neighbor's roof at all. It's maybe his is a little bit older, so it's a slightly different build, but the bolts are effectively the same. And we are literally only about maybe give it a good 40 yards apart between the two houses on the different properties. So that could be a warning, John. You've got me now. I'm going to be awake now for the next few days trying to figure out how to solve this, because these cockatoos aren't going away. It's cockatoo season, and I've got to start looking out. So I'll have to get back to you on how I'm going to defend my property. I'll have to do some research today, I think.
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. Man the watchtowers. The cockatoos are coming. The cockatoos are coming. These are beautiful birds. You would never know. They look innocent. They're beautifully feathered with white, long white feathers. They have a reputation for being musical and destructive. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, this is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. My fur babies give me everything, and I wish I could give just as much back. But hey, I'm only human. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition. Hill's science-led nutrition helps you give more love than humanly possible. Most days, my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill, or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel guilty knowing my babies, Pancho and Rayu, are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food so they can taste mi amor profundo. This human understands, science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.